This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. On Martin Luther King Day, some students at Red Wing High School in Red Wing, Minnesota won't be celebrating. It all began when the student council encouraged students to dress according to different themes during homecoming week. One day was designated Tropical Day, but some students decided instead to celebrate Wigger Day. Wigger, with a W, is defined as a white youth who affects the speech pattern and fashion of a black youth. The result was that 60 to 70 students wore oversized sports jerseys, low-slung pants, and do-rags. Kira and her mother, who are black, complained that the celebration was racially offensive, but the school took no action. As a result, Kira and other black students chose not to celebrate Martin Luther King Day and sued the school. The school district argued that neither the administration nor the student council sponsored the day, but the court ruled that there was evidence of racial hostility at Red Wing High. So we remember Dr. King and his dream, and someday we'll get there, even if it takes a wing and a prayer to do so. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.